Good morning. Today the Church celebrates Monday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time, and our Gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 4, verses 16 to 30. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him, and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Is this not the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself, and say, do here in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there are many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath and the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill, on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. When Jesus read from the scroll of the prophet Isaiah and then sat down, he made a commentary on what he had read, identifying himself as the prophet who was sent to bring glad tidings to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. He also identified himself with two other prophets, Elijah and Elisha, who ministered to non-Israelites, to a hungry widow of Zarephath, and to a leper from Syria who had been cured of his affliction. Jesus was saying to the people at Nazareth that he had come for those who were in the greatest need. It didn't matter who they were or from where they came. On hearing Jesus claim this vision of generosity as his own mission, the people of Nazareth became very angry. They thought since Jesus was one of their own, they would receive special treatment from him. But Jesus came to save all those in need. If he did have any partiality, it was towards those who are broken in body, mind, or spirit. The Lord is continuously reaching out to us in our need and our pain. All he asks is that we receive him as he is, on his own terms, which the people of Nazareth were unable to do. The Lord is always close to all of us. It is our need, our suffering, whatever form it takes, that can bring us close to him.